Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that we can come together corporately, Father God, and worship you. We are a spiritual family. We have a natural family, Father, thank you. And we have a spiritual family. And thank you, Father, for the local church. It is your setup, Father God. Jesus died for the church, and I am thankful. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to bring your word, Father God. And I ask you, Father God, to help me bring it forth so that the Holy Spirit imparts, Father God. I just bring the message he imparts, Father God. Give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in, Father God, what the Spirit is saying. And thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm teaching on hearing from God. We've had a lot of teachers up here, and they're all good. I always take notes. I always learn something from everyone. I call it a golden nugget, just from each and every person. You can't remember the whole sermon, you know. One tiny funny. I'm going to ask a question. Don't answer it. Okay. Do you know why milking stools only have three legs? Because the cow has the udder. Okay. Oh boy, that one. Okay, that's okay. Okay. In John 1, 1 through 14. No. In John 1, 1 and 14, it says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then 14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus. But remember, the Word is God, the Word was God. The Word will always be God. It's, the Word is God. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but anytime you want to hear from God, go to the Word. Go to the Word. He is the voice. That is the voice of God. Okay. Every time you read the Word, you are giving God the opportunity to speak to you. I would say that's the number one way from all the preachers I've heard and everything. It's the number one way because, number one, he wants you to get very familiar with the Word. You can memorize it. I just happen to memorize a lot of them, but not, you know, like a lot of people. They don't know where it's at, but I memorize them. Okay. And that's good. That's good to do that. Now, the Holy Spirit will highlight a scripture when he wants you to zone in on it. He's trying to tell you something. See, that's God speaking. That's God speaking. It may even lift right up off the page. I'm sure you've had that happen. I have had it happen. I'm just so glad I can say that I have had it happen. It lifted up. First time it ever happened to me was like 25 years ago, 30 years ago. It lifted up and it danced right back and forth. And so I shook my eyes, I shook my head, and I thought, man, there's something wrong. I'm getting a sick or something, you know. And there it goes. There it goes again, dancing across the place. I thought, this is fun. But anyways. Okay, Hebrews 4:12 says, the Word of God is living and active. It's alive. That's why it can dance. That's why it can lift up. That's why it can pierce your heart. It's alive, like no other word, living, active, energizing. I love that scripture. Sometimes I just read them first four words, living and active, living and active. It's got to do something. I put it in, it's going to do something. That's it. If you put it in, it's going to do something. You have no choice. It's going to do something. Put it in. Okay. God wants us very familiar with the scriptures because the Holy Spirit bears witness with truth. And the Word is truth. He's going to bear witness. Okay, I'm going to come to that word witness. You're going to hear that a lot. That's how I learned it. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Well, if he can bear witness that we are children, he can bear witness to other things. So years ago, I heard Benny Hinn, this is years and years ago, I heard Benny Hinn say, "The voice of God is the witness." And I didn't know what he was talking about. I had no, but I was excited to know what the voice of God was, okay? It was the witness, okay. Okay, now I'm going to go to 1 John 5. I'm going to start with 4. Go right down to 9. "For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater." That's what I wanted to get at. The witness of God is greater. Okay. I'm just going to read that last one in the Amplified. Okay. 1 John 5:9 in the Amplified. Okay. "If we accept, as we do, the testimony of men, that is, if we are willing to take the sworn statement of fallible humans as evidence, the testimony of God is greater." Okay. Okay. And you all know this, but anyways. For example, John is on the witness stand. He says, "I saw Bill in the restaurant at 6 p.m. That is the same thing Bill, the defendant, said. He was at the restaurant. That's the time he said it. Okay. Then Jack gets on the witness stand and says the same thing, that he saw Bill at the restaurant so he couldn't rob the jewelry store. And you're real excited about that, I know. Okay. he got off. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. You see what I mean? It's a witness. Okay. You could, and I'm sure you do and I have, you could call it confirmation, but I happen to have learned it by the witness because I've seen it in the Word. I like to see things in the Word. Hearing and seeing something at least two times or more, God wants you to use discernment. Think it over, meditate on it. If it really doesn't go nowhere, you know, that's okay. God's just letting you live, letting you grow, okay? 2 Corinthians 3:1 says, "By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established." You see, the Holy Spirit is the comforter. God is the encourager. All the time. He's doing this all the time. He is speaking to us. You just got to recognize it. Okay, I'll see a scripture in my daily devotional, and then I'll get a letter in the mail from one of the, whoever I get them from, you know, the ministers and everything. And it says the exact same scripture. I mean, like, what are the chances? He don't know what's in my daily devotional. No. God is saying, "I see you. I know where you're at. You're growing. Just leave it alone. You're going, you know." Unless he really wants you to hone in on that scripture, then hone in on it. Now, I've seen this scripture, Matthew 8:13. "It shall be done for you as you have believed." I've seen it at least three times. Concerning my eye situation, God was speaking to me, because he's a comforter, because he's an encourager. Hang in there. Okay. John 14:16. Jesus said, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter." A lot of our Bibles say helper, but I just like comforter, okay? "That he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth." And I'm just going to throw this in here right now. Jem told us, I believe she told us. I've heard it quite a few times. Okay. Jim said she had been praying about restoration. Restore, restore, Lord. And she was really, you know how she prays. Okay. At home. And she lives in the boonies. I mean, way in the boonies. So not a lot of big trucks go by her street. Okay. But I mean, so a huge truck went by just minutes after she was praying. Okay. And in huge letters, it said, restore. You see, God was saying, I heard your prayer. I got you covered. I heard your prayer. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Okay. God is an encourager. Okay. I was living with a friend because I had sold my house. I thought I'd put a funny. This may not be funny. Okay. I sold my house for house and yard and fenced and everything for $3,000. And that is why, this was years ago, and that is why Ish does all our finances now. It was pitiful, y'all. I don't know what happened to me, but I remember going to the refrigerator. I was working then. I was living with this friend. I remember going to the refrigerator, and there was a half a hot dog and a few crackers. And that was my dinner, and I worked from 10 at night till 6 in the morning. But God, hallelujah, but God, earlier that day, I had gotten a letter from Charles Stanley, and it said, do what you can with what you have, where you're at. You see, and then I worked all night long because I had heard from God. I had just, you know, when you hear from God, go up, you go up. Hallelujah. You could have had a pity party, but see, I had heard from God. Okay. Psalms 32:7. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Now, I didn't hear that scripture till way later than I heard all the songs that God, I'm about to tell you about. I didn't know that was in there. I was so happy to find it, though. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Well, that may not fit in here, but just remember that, okay? Okay, let's see. Okay, I'll just go on, y'all. What got me started on hearing God on the inside, okay, that's right. God got me started hearing on the inside besides all those confirmations, you know, by a letter in the mail. Hearing on the inside is I got mad. I got doggone mad. I was at my other church, and I thought, these women would come up to me, I heard God say that right in here, you know. And I'm not kidding you, it was all the time, and I got mad. Okay. So I'm at home, and I'm doing my dishes. Just having a fit, you know? Just having a fit. Grumbling and complaining. Well, I heard a song. I was not thinking it. I didn't plan it. I heard a song. I don't know what it was, but I do remember I heard something other than my own self. Okay. I was so happy. Okay. Now, Gloria Copeland explained this. I really like this. You can check it out. The Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit, and your spirit floats it up to your understanding.
Hallelujah.
Now, listen, I mean, I didn't know these things, but you know what? I didn't know this then, but I did see scriptures in my mind's eye floating. He shall give you songs of deliverance, or whatever the script. They floated. I didn't know why they floated, but years later I found out why they floated. You know what I mean? Okay. Floating in my head. I hope nobody gets this thing. They'll think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Okay. Okay. Now, I was divorced in 1990, and I remember I was in my utility room doing my washing, and I remember saying to God, God, I'm never going to make it alone. I was making something like $75 a week. I mean, you know, and I had a dog. You got to feed the dog. I mean, pay all the things, you know. It was pitiful. Okay. I said, I don't think I'm going to make it alone. And I heard a song immediately. I heard a song. There is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Oh, Jesus. And you know what, y'all? I only heard that song probably once in my life at my mother's house way away, you know. But he got it in there. He put it in there, something. Yeah. He's the comforter. Remember, yeah. He's the comforter.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now I used to leave the radio on for my dog when I went to work, and I just want to slip this in here. I think everybody should leave the radio on for their dog because Well, that's why they tear up pillows and everything. Do you do that?
Yes.
Praise God. Leave it on for your dog. I mean, you know, they'll go stir crazy. That's why they go stir crazy. Okay. Anyways. And tear up pillows. Okay. Now listen. I was feeling downcast one night, and I was coming home from work feeling downcast because, you know, you work at that night shift at 2 in the morning. You don't care what happens, you know. But anyways, I was feeling downcast this night. I walked in my door at my house, and the song that was playing was, "I would have despaired had I not believed God is faithful."
Yeah.
God is speaking. God was speaking to me again. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter.
Yes.
Okay. I visited my mom once a year in Michigan. Okay. She was elderly. I visited my mom once a year on my vacation, and I flew Northwest Airlines. I got to Detroit Metro Airport, and I heard a song in the plane before we landed. God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
And usually I do sing the songs that he gives me over and over, which is good because you stay in the spirit instead of getting in the flesh. Okay, and I sang and sang and I thought, that's odd. Okay. Well, we all disembark off the plane, go in the terminal. There is dead silence. Twilight Zone. Nothing. My sister's always there to meet me. She's always there to meet me. Nothing. Nobody. Nobody was there. Nobody. Nobody was for anybody. So I made a phone call. I seen a phone. I made a phone call. This was before cell phones, I guess. 19 summer, whenever. Okay. And nobody was home. I knew we hadn't been raptured because I know I love Jesus. Okay. And so I followed this man who looked like he knew where, I figured he knew what he was doing. Who knows where he was going, but I followed him, boy, around the corner and around the corner, and then, you know, we wound up in the luggage department, but it was not like it usually is. It was massive. It was like it was like a riot. It was terrible. It was awful. And you know, you look at your thing, you think, E7, I'm going to find my luggage, hopefully, you know what I mean? And then I fumbled my way around. I seen my sister. I was so glad to see someone I knew. You know what I mean? Okay. But what I did to tell you that is okay, here we go. I better get on message. John 16:13 says, "The Holy Spirit will tell you things to come. Disclose to you things to come." He was telling me, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, because he's the Comforter. Okay, praise God. Oh, let me tell you what happened. Okay, just a week before, a Northwest Airlines plane crashed a block away from the airport. That's why everything was a big mess. Good night, nurse. Okay, anyways. I was late for work one night, and I was frustrated about something. One of those, you know. hurrying to get there on time, which I very seldom was, and I'm sorry to say that. Okay. And all the noise and everything in the back of the store. I did not work in the front of the store where normal people. I worked in the back of the store, okay? Just all the noise and everything, and all that mess, I heard a song. There's someone on your inside working on your outside. I thought, okay, God. Well, I got happy. I started laughing. And the thing, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, it just, whoop, you see, there it is. Got encourager. Okay. I would hear songs during the night when I would visit the restroom. Don't tell me you don't. Okay. So I asked God, why do I hear them in the middle of the night? Okay. So I believe it was the next day we went to a bookstore and I seen this scripture, Psalms 42:8. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I got excited about that. It's just so sweet. God is, you know. Oh, I might as well just stop right now and tell you God did something right in this church. Patty was up there, and I had just said, you know, God, I trust you for whatever I got to do up here. I just trust you. And the very second I said that, she says, let's all say, God, I trust you. See what he did? Another witness. He's so good. Lord Jesus, he's good. Okay. Be aware. Okay. Okay. Now, Jem said this. She says she hears from God by dreams. I mean, she hears from God other ways, but she hears by God from dreams. So she said, this could be my frequency. I kind of like the way she said that. Could be my frequency. So I'm thinking maybe songs is my frequency because I certainly don't hear. Okay. Psalms 118:14. The Lord is my strength and my song. It'd be a good idea to do a word study on the word song or songs. Get your concordance out. It's very interesting. I have did it. You can't do it enough. There's tons of it there. Okay. Okay, that's another sermon. I can't go there. Okay. It was another time at work. You'd think all I did is crab at work, I'm telling you. It was another time at work, and I was depressed, persecuted, and tired. At 2 in the morning, okay? And I walked to the front of the store where I don't work because they wanted me to do something up there, and I heard this song. If there'd never been a battle, how could you know the victory? Yeah. God, as a he. God, I'm so God. Yeah. These are all songs. I could sing them to you afterwards. They are songs, okay. And I don't hear songs. I'll be honest, hot off the press like Patty does. I mean, you know, I hear they're in there somewhere. I don't know how they got in there. Okay. 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 Just one song I heard with no words, and I've memorized it. Okay. And every once in a while, he gives me that, and I haven't figured that out. No words at all. Just da 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 da. Okay, sorry. Okay. I'll say something about a line in a movie because me and the Holy Spirit watch movies. I didn't know about you. He does. He watched a movie with me. And I'll be sitting there. And I'll go, ain't that the truth? Because sometimes the lines in the movies are pretty good, y'all. Ain't that the truth? And I'll hear well, he taps me. I call it a tap. I hear my own tongues when he says, yeah, that's the truth. I like that. God can speak in so many ways. Just love him. I was sitting in my living room with my boyfriend. In 1996, I met Itch at the end of 98. Okay. John, his name was John. Okay, 1998. And we could have watched football, but we were watching a sermon by Benny Hinn. And Benny said this, someone has birthed an Ishmael, get rid of him. Just like that, get rid of him. But the thing of it is I was with John, I knew John was not the one for me because I knew that was God speaking to me. You know what, when you go to church all the time, when you study your scriptures, you know when God just spoke to you and went right in here. Okay. Okay, but listen to this, you know God's sense of humor. It wasn't too long after that I was introduced to a man named Ishmael. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And you know, do you know what I said to him? I said, Ishmael, he's a Jew. I'm going to marry a rich Jew. I'm going to marry a rich Jew. And I says, are you Jewish? And he says, no. You know what he says? No, I'm Spanish. I said, okay. You ought to see the phone call when I asked him over the phone. We were just dating over the phone. Do you speak in tongues? I wasn't marrying anybody who didn't speak in tongues. I don't know. I'm just funny like that because I don't know. And he says, yes. That's all he said. Yes. Like, why are you asking me? Am I not good enough? You know, yes. So what I'm trying to say is be alert. pay attention when you hear or see a scripture twice or more. God is talking to you. Many times I didn't understand why he gave me scriptures two or three times, but I believe God was just letting me know, okay, you're on the right path, just keep going. He's an encourager. He says, he lets us know, I see you, I'm watching over you. Okay, and this is my last. Okay, a friend stopped by to see me some time in the 90s, okay, named Margaret. We went to lunch. After she left, I heard a song. He knows where I am every hour of every day. God is so good. God is so good. Okay. I don't remember that song, but anyways. Okay. Remember, the Holy Spirit is always with us, in us, for us. He witnesses to the truth. He's our comforter, our guide, our leader. He discloses to us things to come. He gives us songs of deliverance and just songs, period, okay? Zephaniah 3:17. I know y'all know this, Zephaniah 3:17. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. He's just singing over all of us. He loves us. I tell you, he loves us. So be alert when you see scriptures or something two or three times. God is speaking. God is speaking. Hallelujah. I'm done. I'm sorry. Sorry, Father.